Now, first of all, the Noble Eightfold Path in general. Not very much, I feel, needs to be said here. Just a few words of comment and explanation. The word which in English we render as noble in the Sanskrit and Pali original is Arya. And originally, in ancient times in India, the word Arya was used more or less in a racial sense. The invaders that came down from Central Asia through the passes of the Northwest, pouring into the plains of India, subduing and conquering the local indigenous people, these were known as Aryas. So originally, the word had a racial connotation. But gradually, as the centuries went by, the word assumed ethical and spiritual meaning. And in Buddhism, the word Arya means whatever pertains to, whether directly or indirectly, whatever pertains to the realization of ultimate reality, whatever is directly concerned with things spiritual, either with the spiritual path or the spiritual goal or aspects of spiritual life, all this is called Arya. So Arya is not only, we may say, noble, but also holy. It has that shade of meaning too. And some translators therefore speak not only of the four noble truths and the Noble Eightfold Path, some translators speak of the four holy truths and the holy Eightfold Path. I remember in this connection a rather amusing little story which was told me many years ago by Lama Anagarika Govinda, whom also we saw on the slides here last Sunday. I remember once in the early days of my contact with Lama Govinda, we were talking about Buddhism in Europe and especially Buddhism in Germany. So I happened to ask Lama Govinda how many different branches of Buddhism there were in Germany. So he said two. And he said they're always at loggerheads. So I was naturally interested and I inquired, well, what is the cause of the controversy? Why are they always at loggerheads? So he said, well, it's a long story. And these are usually long stories, things of this sort. But he said, the principal point of difference is this. One group in Germany, and this of course relates to affairs 40 or 50 years ago, I hope they're different now, he said, one group insists that Arya means noble. The other insists it means holy. So there are two groups. There are the noble truthers and the holy truthers. And he said, they're always at loggerheads. So this is an illustration of the sort of way in which people do fall out. But anyway, this is just by the way. And it only goes to illustrate how careful one must be not to be carried away by, not to be swayed by, or emotionally influenced by just words. Perhaps the whole controversy isn't very important at all. Now, Ashta, we speak of the Arya Ashtangika Marga. Ashta means simply eight. Anga means limb. This is rather interesting. We say Ashtangika Marga, translating as eightfold path. But we usually speak of the eightfold path as consisting of eight successive steps or eight successive stages. But it isn't really like that. The original word is anga, and anga means a limb. In modern Indian languages also, anga means limb, means a shoot. You speak of, say, Panchanga Pranama, the prostration with the five limbs. That is to say, the two legs, the two arms, and the head. And the head is called Uttama Anga, the supreme limb. So Anga is limb, or part, or aspect, not step, not stage. So therefore we find, and this is a very important correlative, we find that the eight Angas of the Eightfold Path, though usually presented as successive stages, as if to say you take this step and then this and then the next, are not really, not necessarily at least, successive at all. They can be, in a sense, simultaneous.